Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and with a light agenda, it should be a quick meeting. The board is expected to approve a grant request for $34,000, money to be used to purchase two personal watercrafts and associated equipment for the Sheriff's Office Boat Safety Program. The grant funding will come from the State Department of Parks and Recreation. The board is also expected to authorize a lease agreement between the McKinleyville Services District and the Sheriff's Office from the law enforcement facility located on Pickett Road. The board will also note the retirement of former Eureka Fire Department member Rusty Goodlive, who steps down after 27 years on the job. The supervisors will also note the retirement of Assistant Fire Chief Debbie Archer, who steps down after 27 years of service to the city of Wyatt. This afternoon at 3:30, Eureka's Transportation Safety Commission will meet at City Hall to consider a bicycle operations ordinance. Some of the proposed regulations include prohibiting citizens 15 years or older from riding their bike on the sidewalk anywhere within the city of Eureka, preventing bicycles to carry one more person than what the bike is designed to carry, and also preventing carrying any package, animal, or child. This ordinance is being discussed after pedestrians and motorists sent the city numerous complaints, ranging from bicyclists failing to obey traffic signs and signals, often passing pedestrians on the sidewalk unannounced, and the increase in vehicle, bicycle, and pedestrian collisions. During the heavy winds and rainfall Monday morning, officers from the Eureka Police Department along with Humboldt Bay Fire personnel responded to a report of an infant being born in the Greenbelt behind the Bayshore Mall. Officers and medical personnel searched the area for the mother and child and were able to locate the two in an encampment behind the mall. The mother and child were both taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, where they are reportedly in good health. The Kohl's Department Store has donated nearly $10,000 to St. Joseph's Health and Humboldt County Community Resource Centers, money that will be used to support several bike rodeos held throughout the year. Each bike rodeo features education on bicycle safety and the rules of the road when riding a bicycle. Bike rodeos will be held in numerous areas, such as Willow Creek, Blue Lake, Lolita, and Riodel, during the spring and the summer. Former local Congressman Don Clausen passed away over the weekend at the age of 91. Congressman Jared Huffman released a statement stating that Clausen was a champion for the region's rivers, forests, and oceans, and for the infrastructure the area needed to help it thrive, and his impact on the North Coast and the country will be felt for years to come. Clausen was born in Ferndale in 1923 and graduated from Ferndale High School. He served as a member of the Del Norte County Board of Supervisors for 7 years before he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1963 to 1982. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the events that took place over the weekend in Humboldt County was History Day, which took place at Humboldt State University. As a core subject, some would say that the student participation in history might be diminishing, but Gary Eagles explained on Monday's Talk Shop that participation in this year's History Day actually increased.
Last year, we had 270 projects with 375 kids participating, because in History Day, you can do individual as well as small group projects. This year, that grew to 425 projects and 550 kids.
History Day is a statewide competition, and Eagles went on to say that Humboldt County's participation in History Day was the second highest in the state.
Colleen Toasty, who is our director of our Rising Stars Foundation, which funds the event and also supports our young winners to go on to state-level competition, was in conversation with the statewide organizers, and the statewide organizers said to her that our Humboldt County participation rate is second largest in the state of California for that event.
For perspective, Eagle said that the highest participation number was in L.A. County, which has over 1.5 million students, compared to Humboldt County's 18,000. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.